Good evening, I'm John Yang. As efforts intensify to break a deadlock in talks for a deal to free the Israelis still held in Gaza, Hamas released video of two hostages, including an Israeli-American. It shows Omri Miran, a 47-year-old Israeli, and Keith Siegel, who's 64. It's not clear when the footage was taken. Siegel's wife was released during a brief truce in November. Talks on a hostage release and ceasefire are expected to resume in coming days in Egypt. On ABC's This Week, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said Israel promises it won't launch an invasion into Rafah until they hear the U.S. point of view.
They've assured us that they won't go into Rafah until we've had a chance to really share our perspectives and our concerns with them. If we're able to get this hostage deal in place, and we are still working at that, Hamas has not fully rejected it. They are considering this proposal on the table. If we can get that in place, then that gives you 6 weeks of peace.
The White House says that in a call today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Biden reiterated U.S. opposition to a Rafah operation on humanitarian grounds. They also talked about new aid routes into Gaza that are to open this week. There were protests against the war last night at an annual Washington gathering of journalists, newsmakers, and celebrities. Shouts of shame on you greeted those arriving at the White House Correspondents Association dinner. Some protesters lay on the pavement next to vests marked press and splashed with red. President Biden spoke at the dinner but didn't mention the war or the protests in his remarks. Nighttime tornadoes in Oklahoma left at least four people dead, one of them a child. In Sulphur, in southern Oklahoma, there was significant damage and destruction to homes and businesses. This evening, heavy rains are the threat, with a flood watch stretching from Louisiana to Missouri. There's international condemnation for a law the Iraqi parliament passed this weekend. It imposes heavy prison sentences on gay and transgender people. The State Department said it threatens those most at risk. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron called it dangerous and worrying. It imposes 10 to 15-year prison sentences for same-sex relations and 1 to 3 years for undergoing or performing gender transition surgery. And three-time WNBA champion Candace Parker says she's retiring. She's a two-time league MVP, a two-time NCAA champion at the University of Tennessee, and a two-time Olympic gold medalist. She's the only player to win three WNBA championships with three different teams. Parker played her last game in July and missed the rest of the season with a foot injury. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, why satisfying your chocolate cravings may start taking a bigger bite out of your wallet, and the potential effects in space and on Earth of solar flares.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.